Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jen Weidman and Aaron Rugg about the Better Choices, Better Health program.
The Better Choices, Better Health program is a program that is funded through the Community Transformation Grant. And the Community Transformation Grant is a grant that the state of Iowa has received through the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And this grant's purpose is to reduce risk factors that may be responsible for leading to the leading causes of death and disability. So trying to create healthier communities. It's a five-year grant. We're in grant cycle two of a five-year grant. And so over these next 5 years, we're hoping to make a difference within Washington County, promoting better choices and better health. So this program is set up and is identified to work with older Iowans learning to manage their chronic diseases. And so what we set up within Washington County Public Health was to identify persons that might be interested to be trainers within the community. And we were able to identify many that were interested, but we have had three that have gone through the training to provide this Better Choices, Better Health training, which is also known as the Chronic Disease Self-Management Program, which is this evidence-based program through Stanford University. And those trainers are Aaron Rugg with Jet Physical Therapy, Brina and Rania at Washington County Hospital and Clinics. And so they're working together to provide a training within Washington County over the next couple of months.
And we have Aaron here with us today. Can you tell us a little bit more about the training aspect of the program?
The class is for anybody that has a chronic disease. You can have one or several. Through media and what providers are finding out that usually if you have one chronic disease, there's several that follow with. Or the class is also for family members of someone that has a chronic disease. So we'll meet together in a group. And the one thing that's kind of common, even though someone may have diabetes or someone may have a lung disease, a lot of these people with chronic disease have the same things going on, such as poor sleep, physical limitations, pain, stress, anxiety, difficult emotions. So this is just the time to get these people having these same kind of ailments together in one room and talk about them and kind of develop some self-management tools to take care of their health condition, help them carry out normal activities, and manage some emotional changes that may be going on about their disease. We're definitely not giving them any medical advice. In fact, the class talks about, if they have a question that's medical, we will just refer them, you need to talk to your provider about that. And so it's more about just self-management, developing self-management tools that they call it the toolbox, that include problem solving, using your mind, how to sleep, get a good night's sleep, communicating with your health care provider, how to eat healthy, some weight management, and there's several other different things in the toolbox that we help them understand and help them use in their everyday life. And we do understand it's just one step at a time, especially when you're dealing with so many different ailments.
When is this program going to start, and how do people sign up for it?
Our first class is August 6th. It is going to be held at the Washington County Hospital and Clinic. It is a 5-week program. It will be held on, so August 6th falls on a Tuesday, so it will be 5 weeks, always on a Tuesday. The class is from 1 to 3:30. It's at the hospital. There is a small cost associated with it. It's $15, and the only reason that it's $15 is for resources and also snacks during breaks and stuff like that. And if you want to register, you can call Jen Weideman at Washington County Public Health, and their number is 319-653-7758. Again, that number is 319-653-7758 to register for the Better Choices, Better Health program.
And I would say if anyone has any questions about the program, they can also talk to their medical provider. We've provided this information with the medical community within Washington County, who's very supportive also of the program. So if they have questions or want to talk about that with their provider, they're more than welcome to do that. And the doctor's offices do all have a referral system that where they can get that information to myself as well.
And what are some of the things that you hope people take away from the program?
Well, I think it's really going to be important for them to feel empowered, to identify areas that they need to work on, and not to feel like they have to rely on their medical provider all the time, sometimes for the smallest things. And it might be just sleep, where they can try and do some things during the day for exercise or
breathing techniques.
Exactly. Lots of different techniques that they might be able to use, rather than having to always be making an appointment or chronically doing that, but learning to manage it themselves, feeling like they're in a little bit more control of the chronic disease that they do have.
Great. And is there anything else you guys would like to share?
I just want to add again, you know, this is for people with chronic disease. Does not matter what your specific disease is, but it is also for the people that are supporting people with chronic disease. You do not have to have a specific disease to be in this class if you have a family member that has it. And when we were receiving the teaching, they said that, you know, some of those people took away just as much as people that had the diseases themselves. And it really helped them out too, because it is affecting their everyday lives as well.
So if you have a chronic disease, or you know somebody that does, or you're supporting somebody that does, and you have more questions about this, please give myself, Jen Weidman, a call at Washington County Public Health at 653-7758. Be more than happy to provide more information about the training, about the program, so that you can possibly enroll and participate. Again, classes do start August 6th, so it is coming up. So think about it and give us a call.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Jen Weidman and Aaron Rugg. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.